The recruiting secret I never knew. This is the Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 192. Welcome to the world's longest running podcast on recruiting and athletic scholarships. I'm John Fugler. As an athletic scholarship coach and a recruiting author, I want to help you as a family succeed in the recruiting world and get a scholarship for your student athlete. I'm a dad of two scholarship athletes myself and also the CEO of Recruit Me. Our sponsor is the Athletic Scholarship 24-month Recruiting Planner and Journal. And you've got plenty of time to plan right now. It's your all-in-one resource for a successful recruiting experience. I encourage you to go get it on Amazon. And if you got Prime, you can get it there in just a couple days. So go after it. Oh my gosh, here we are. And we've got a lot to think about, don't we, these days? And I've got something that I want to share with you, as I mentioned at the head of the show, is the recruiting secret I never knew until just recently. And I could also call it four words that will change the way you do recruiting. And it'll change your results too. So I'll share those with you in a minute. If you're on my weekly email list where I share with you the release of the latest episode of the podcast, a couple days ago you received an email from me. As I mentioned in the beginning of the show, I'm a recruiting author, and you could just say author. I love to write, and I love to write faith-based books, and I've got one out that I just had on my heart that I wanted to share with as many people as possible. It's called Fresh Faith, Leaning on God in the Corona Crisis. So Fresh Faith, I've got a link in my show notes if you want to go get it. It's available free Kindle and PDF formats, and if you're a person of faith and you'd like to have this, I want you to have it as well. Don't usually promote the other side of my life here, the other author side on the recruiting side here, but go ahead and get it. You can get it at yourlifewithgod.com/freshfaith, or it's in the show notes. But on this episode, I'm here to provide you some hope and some help in the midst of the corona crisis, and I will do that with those four words that will change the way you do recruiting. As we talk here about getting a scholarship at the right school, what I've emphasized so many times, I say it over and over again, is you want to get to the school that is the right fit. And it's not always the athletic scholarship. It's not always the money. There are so many factors involved in that. And in order to prepare you, I want to encourage you once again this week to attend the Journey to College Made Easy. It's an online daily event. There's one teaching that comes out from an expert each day. Peg Keough has put this together. She's got me coming up on this in a few days. I think just in a couple days. But you can go ahead and click the link in my show notes, The Journey to College Made Easy. You can also go to her website directly. Boy, some of the things that she's covering that are, you want the full scope of getting into the right school and finding the right school, a good college visit, and how to ace your college interview. She's got an expert who talks just about that. Some other things, all about elite colleges and whether they are right for you. College success strategies. Behind the scenes look at college admissions and financial aid. Those are just some of the topics and some of her guests, and I encourage you to attend. So I'm here to help you. We want to do more than just talk about this recruiting thing. This is part of it, but it's a bigger picture, and I hope you get that from me as I share with you here. So what are those four words? I didn't know these four words actually until the last month, the last 3 weeks. In having a chance to have a conversation with a college coach who does a lot of recruiting, and this coach has coached many outstanding athletes who have gone on to the pro ranks in their sport, and he's coached many winning teams. He's well respected, and I had a chance to talk with him. At the end of the conversation, he said something that just off the top of his head is that families need to know, student athletes, prospects need to know in this whole recruiting process, you are in control. You're in control. Don't let the coaches push you around. Don't let them hurry you. Don't let them put you on the defensive all the time. Don't let them put so much pressure on you that you feel like, I don't know what to do, and you're so confused. Breathe and take time. He said, you're in control. And this is the truth as he revealed this to me. And I want to reveal this to you. You may need that right now, that you are in control. We think that coaches are recruiting you, and they are, but you're also recruiting coaches and recruiting schools. And you can't just sit back and almost as if you're begging for a scholarship. But you are in control. This is a whole new mindset. I can go through some things and show you how you can exercise that control. And I'll do that here, but it's not all about the action. It's about the mindset. He told me that it's not the coach who's in control. It's the prospect who's in control, if you'll let that happen. Remembering that, it takes a lot of the pressure off, takes away some of the anxiety, takes away the angst that you have, the confusion that you might have. You may be asked to think on the spot, make a decision on the spot, and you're not ready. If you're in control, you call the shots. It's not that you're supposed to come in like, hey, I'm the man, you know, and or I'm the best athlete. And, you know, there is confidence and there's ego as well. But if you realize that you're in control, you can shape the recruiting experience. I teach you the steps, the sequential steps to go through in the recruiting process. If you stick with those steps and go right within the lanes on those steps, you'll be successful. If you believe and you exercise the fact that you're in control, you can carry out those steps. You can be successful in the recruiting process. But this coach really opened my mind to this. I've been thinking about this. And some of the ways that you can exercise control, first of all, that mindset, it's important that you have that thought ingrained in your mind. Don't let him or her rush you for a decision. You may feel there's a lot of pressure. Oh, we've only got 1.5 scholarships left, and I've got a couple other prospects out there, and they're looking too, so you might want to get back to me here. Can you make a decision tonight? How about the next 24 hours? Don't let that happen. You're getting started on the wrong foot. And this coach told me, don't let that happen. So this isn't just for me. This is advice that he gave me and he gives you. I sure wish I had him on the show to say this personally. Another thing that you can do, and you should do, is ask coaches the tough questions. Ask them the tough questions because they're asking you questions. I run through a whole list of questions in my book on what you should ask coaches. Go in there prepared, having those questions written out, specific questions. So when you're talking on the phone or even by email, you're taking the initiative and you're shaping this recruiting experience. Be there, ask the tough questions, the hard ones, like, do I really have a spot on your team? Are you serious about the fact that you are interested in me? Do you think there is some scholarship money? Don't ask that right off the bat. You want to know those things. Ask the tough questions that help you shape your recruiting experience. I know of so many families that get strung out and they just don't know what the coach is thinking. They think the coach is interested, but he or she hasn't been that honest, that revealing. They're holding their cards back, playing one at a time, so you can't see exactly what they're thinking. And my encouragement to you is ask the tough questions so you can get good answers. Another thing you can do to stay in control of the recruiting experience is pursue your options. If a coach comes to you and says, well, I need to know in 24 hours, but you've got 2 or 3 other options out there, or even one other option that you want to make sure that you check out, you need to tell that coach, I've got a couple more schools that I've been talking with, as you know, and I really need to go deeper with them and ask some of these same questions to those coaches before I can give you an answer. So would you please give me 3 or 4 days so I can go deeper with them? That way you can pursue your options. You don't want to make a premature choice and realize it just wasn't the right choice. You're looking for the school that is the best fit. And this is important, too, in this whole process as you're talking with coaches, as you're in control, you want to do it respectfully, respectfully, but firm. Be respectful of the coaches that you're talking with. Don't come in, as I said, with an ego that it's going to turn them off anyway. But be respectful, yet firm at the same time. You have a right to express what your thoughts are and what your needs are and where you want to progress and some of the options that you have even. So be firm. And this ties in, this next thing ties in with that whole attitude. Show confidence and purpose. If you're confident inside, show it outside. In the proper way, just like you should do as an athlete. Not so you're an athlete that, you know, you're a jerk, but no, you're confident and people admire that, that type of confidence. Show that confidence. Show the coach and coaches that you have purpose. You know where you're going in this recruiting experience. You know what you're looking for in a college program. Have that clear. That requires you to go back and be prepared for that. Write those things down. What are you looking for in a college? What are you looking for in a program in your sport? What are those things? List those out. List those out. And this goes along with what I've been saying as well. Stick to your schedule. Do you have a schedule, a calendar? I encourage you to do so. That's a big part of what the recruiting planner is all about, is getting it down on paper, your goals, your purpose, and your schedule, your calendar. Put it on the calendar so it comes into being. But stick to your schedule. You may have a coach that is trying to push you. And as I mentioned earlier, you may be 3 or 4 days. You may need a week or two. Hey, stick to your schedule if indeed you do have a plan, if indeed you do have a schedule. So stick with it. And finally, I did mention this earlier, is you want to be recruiting. You want to recruit a program. And don't always be on the defensive. There's a tendency because you're, as a student athlete or even as a parent, you just don't feel comfortable in the whole recruiting arena. And you're on the defensive. You're trying to behave the right way, answer the questions correctly. If you're face-to-face, being the right person, and you end up being on the defensive. Instead, you turn the tables and remember that you're recruiting a program because this is the biggest decision of your life, athlete, to this point. And you're recruiting a school, you're recruiting a program. So go at it on the offensive, not to be offensive, but go on the offensive and have purpose and really do a good job recruiting. Be active. So those are some things that you can do to show that you're in control, to work that out. And you're only doing this not to impress the coach, but because you've got your life that you're carving a path for, and you want to have some control in this recruiting experience. Of course, it's a two-way street, all right? So it's not you're always in control and coach is never in control, but there's a shift there, and it's not a black and white thing. But what I'm saying is it's your life. You need to ultimately be in control of where you go and of the recruiting process. These are the things that I learned from this coach out of those four words. You are in control. Those four words that will change the way you do recruiting. And that's the recruiting secret. I really never knew. He made it clear, loud and clear. I have some homework for you, as you've got a lot of time to do homework. Here it is for your recruiting experience. What I want you to do is tear up your plan for this year. What was your plan for this year? People are tearing up their plans in every walk of life right now, and you need to do that. Whatever you had planned and scheduled for the upcoming year, you pretty much have to just say, we're starting over again, a clean sheet of paper. Those are the facts. You're not going to be able to achieve, most likely, what you set out to do this year the way you've got it planned out, the way you have it scheduled out or bullet pointed or however you do it, to-do list. You're going to have to make some changes. So what I want you to do is to tear up your plan for this year. And then the second thing You want to replace that with a 90-day plan. It's going to be real hard for us to see past 90 days right now in this crisis. What's your 90-day plan? What are you going to do? You're going to be at home maybe for the next month, entire month. What are some things that you will institute into your plan? Take your old plan and maybe pull some things over from that. But what is your 90-day plan? Where do you hope to be 90 days from now? You may find that unusual for me, coming from one who likes to set annual plans and 3 to 5 year goals. However, right now, this is an unusual time, and it takes unusual strategies. You need to set a 90-day plan. I've heard this from others as well in different walks of life, and it applies here to recruiting. So let me just urge you to do that. Speaking of planning, again, if you would like to have my recruiting planner and journal, it's a 24-month deluxe edition. You can get it on Amazon. It's the Athletic Scholarship 24-month recruiting planner and journal, which has got all sorts of things in here that you can do, a chronological journal and a plan, goals. You can log the results of your pursuit of goals. You can log your campus visits in detail. It's all in one 350-page planner, 8.5 by 11. You've got it. Go get it. Many people are doing that, and I want to offer that to you. So that's it for this week. Hopefully it's encouragement. Remember, you are in control. Act that way.